News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
3 out of 4 people don't want to pay more taxes when it comes to the environment, and specifically green taxes. People aren't interested, Andrea.
Yeah, it's funny because there's so many people in my own age group, Shane, who sort of classify themselves as this generation green, and I see it in my
woke,
own...
Woke on the environment.
I see it even in my own friends. Like, some of them think they're making huge efforts, that they're going green, they're doing things like, you know, they're using the compost bin and they're filling the soap with the liquid, refilling the soap with liquid soap, and they're buying soap instead of shower gel and this kind of stuff. None of my peers have an electric car. Everybody still flies, and I can't imagine anyone, including myself, it has to be said, planning to give up flying anytime soon.
Yeah, and it shows why you actually do need environmental taxes. And I know they're unpopular, and I know people from rural Ireland are going to be texting in saying, oh, it's different than for you guys. It is different, and it is more difficult if you're living in a rural area. But that does not get away from the essential fact that we are, this idea that we can continue the lifestyle that we currently have, that's for the birds. We are going to be, our kids are going to be living radically different from us. We are going to be living radically different from what we're living now in 10 years' time. And to drive that change, people aren't going to volunteer to do it, because everyone wants a greener planet, but they don't want to actually do it themselves. So the only way to drive that change is to have environmental taxes. I just don't believe any politician who says we don't need environmental taxes. We have lots of them on the left, the hard left, who say we don't. Grant, you can think that, but you won't change behaviour.
So this is on your flying, obviously carbon tax, on slap the tax on everything.
Look, I don't see a way around. And sorry, I'm flying as well. I'm not holding myself up as someone who's holier than thou. But I'm saying, unless you actually hit people in their pockets, and you can use that money for good, and you can regenerate that money and give it back to people to ensure no one loses out, but you have to have some kind of penalty for living in a way that damages the environment.
And obviously, I know we're going to get the messages in from people saying that they live in rural Ireland, and that's all fine, but the public services aren't there, the electric car charging points aren't in place.
Yeah, I get that.
We want to know from you this morning, can the small measures, can they make a difference? Do they make a difference? Or is it time maybe to use the stick approach and dramatically change taxes to try and change behaviour? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can also get us on Twitter as well at BreakfastNT.
Let's just debate this idea of carbon taxes. We're joined by Siobhan Neill, Policy Officer at the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, and Brian Stanley, who's Sinn Féin Spokesperson in Agriculture and Rural and Community Development. Siobhan, are you shocked by the fact that 3/4 of people aren't willing to pay carbon taxes, or more carbon taxes?
Well, I think it's important to put this in a bit of context. This survey was conducted by the Red Sea, and it's not obvious from the questions, at least that I can see, how the carbon tax revenues would be used, which would be an important context for people. It's like saying, are you happy with the government reaching into your back pocket and taking money from you without knowing how the government will spend it? So understandably, people might be slightly reluctant to sign up for that. What I'm very encouraged about, though, is that over 60% of the people surveyed said that they would rank climate change as one of the top 3 most pressing environmental issues.
Yeah,
I know.
But I don't mean to be cynical. Yeah. That's all great. That doesn't cut much mustard, though. You know, I mean, we all agree it's a huge issue, but do we want to actually make the change to our lifestyle to actually change things?
Well, I have to say, I really do have difficulty with the kind of framing here, because there is nobody who says that carbon taxes is the only route to climate action. That supports the carbon tax.
Nobody's suggesting that.
Nobody is suggesting that. And the EPA weren't suggesting it. However, in the way the questions were put to the public in this survey.
Okay, well, let's not get bogged down on that. The reality is there is opposition
to
carbon taxes.
Well, it's very important. If you're looking for empirical evidence, you have to do the survey in a way that captures
information correctly. Right, we are talking about carbon taxes here and whether or not there is a public appetite for them. So if we could sort of focus on that. Brian Stanley, Sinn Féin Spokesperson on Agriculture and Rural and Community Development. Sinn Féin are opposed to carbon taxes.
Well, we have a carbon tax, and good morning to yourselves and Clive.
Good morning.
Clive is correct there when she said that, you know, carbon tax isn't the only route to climate change.
Okay.
In fact, we have to have alternatives We've had carbon taxes for over 9 years. In 2008,
sorry, I'm going to interrupt you, Brian, because we're going down lots of different
Yeah,
Brian, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you because we're not actually sticking to the point here. The reality is, every climate change expert around the planet says that carbon taxes are a necessary first step, not the only step, but a necessary first step to change behaviour. Can we stick with that? Why are you opposed to carbon taxes?
We're opposed to carbon tax increase. We have a carbon tax already.
We have a very small carbon tax. That is nowhere near what the experts say.
We collected 450 million in 2018. The figure for 2019 will be substantially up in that. And
Brian, sorry, you're breaking up now. So if we'll try and get your phone line back. Saif, if I can come to you, do you agree with Brian that we already have carbon taxes?
Well, we absolutely. I mean, that is a fact, and it brings in quite a considerable amount of revenue. I think there was a very interesting and helpful discussion at the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Climate Action about the ways in which the revenues might be used to deliver precisely those alternatives that Brian is supportive of. For example, home retrofitting, subsidies and grants, and obviously, better fuel allowance payments for people who might be affected by higher solid fuel prices and things like that. So there are lots of ways to actually use tax revenue, and that applies to income tax as well. They have a very important redistributive function, and we should be thinking about carbon taxes in that kind of more holistic way. How can we use the tax system to better redistribute resources and at the same time ensure that we're sending the right price signal and making polluters pay? And
if you
frame it like that, you get a different set of answers from the public.
Can I just ask you, Saif, are you in favour of, for example, increasing the tax on fuel, on coal, on peat, on petrol? Are you actually in favour of that?
Personally speaking, absolutely. I've done a lot of academic research in this area, and it's a no-brainer. We absolutely must get rid of fossil fuels and use every measure and policy instrument that's available.
Can I put that to Brian Stanley? Brian, are you in favour of that?
When we have alternatives to fossil fuel, yes, we must do that. And Sinn Féin have set out ambitious proposals in that regard, in regard to how we generate power, the need to improve public transport, the need to have broadband so as 12,500 people don't have to leave County Laois every morning to travel long distances to work.
Let's be realistic, that's not going to change in the medium term.
If we have broadband, it can change. If we start generating power the way Sinn Féin set out 3 years ago, yes, we can change.
Okay.
If we change how we do agriculture,
Brian, the UK has announced the phasing out of coal and wet wood as a fuel. They're going to phase it out, I think, by 2023. It's a very radical measure. Is that something you and Sinn Féin would consider? Is it something you would approve of?
Well, we should be burning dry wood, not wet wood. I mean, Of course, we have to move away from fossil fuels. We recognise that, and we have set out the most ambitious targets and plans and proposals in that regard, in regard to meeting our 2030 obligations and actually going further than the Irish government, than this government want to go on it, or the outgoing government, if I said it correctly. We want to generate 80% of our power from renewables. We've set out that very clearly in our proposals for powering Ireland 2030. We've set out very clear proposals regarding trying to improve public transport, changes in agriculture, agroforestry, and a whole range of other methods that we need to go. What we need is alternatives, not tax. Tax won't change behaviour if people...
Tax does change behaviour. That's not even open to debate.
Tax changes behaviour when people have alternatives. The people who have to drive 20, 30, 40 miles to work this morning, or 50 or 60 miles, if they don't have an alternative, you can tax them all you like. The simple facts are that they will have to continue doing what they're doing.
Okay, what about that, Saif O'Neill?
It's reduced.
Well, if you look at those countries that have had the most success in decarbonising certain sectors, say Sweden, for example, has decarbonised its electricity sector and its heat sector almost completely. And that's the country with the highest carbon tax in Europe. It's been in existence for a long time now, about 25 years. And the clear effect of the carbon tax in Sweden has been to signal to everybody that fossil fuels are not the way to go and that alternatives need to be supported. And they've used the revenues in a variety of ways to subsidise and invest in innovative technologies, district heating schemes and a variety of renewable energies to achieve that aim. So if you look at some countries that have used the tax well, and that wouldn't be true across the board, but Sweden would be a very good example of this, you can actually have a very high carbon tax and very solid, good policies that achieve results. So we need to be thinking in a much more holistic way about how to bring in higher taxes in a way that's fair, redistribute the revenues, support fuel poor homes, and invest in precisely those alternatives that Brian was speaking about there.
Okay, Brian, how about that? You only have half the equation, effectively.
You have to have viable and affordable alternatives available, and that's the difference between Sweden and other countries and Ireland. We do not have them.
Yeah, but it's the chicken and the egg. It is the chicken and the egg, Brian. Which comes first? Like, unless you have the money to do that and the revenue to do that.
What we're saying is that if you want to phase out fossil fuel, which Sinn Féin have ambitious plans to do that, what you must do is at the same time you must provide viable and affordable alternatives in relation to transport, how we heat our homes, how we reduce our energy consumption in our homes, and crucially, how we generate power. And we have ambitious targets in that regard.
Okay.
We've set out very, very clear plans and proposals over the last 3 or 4 years. I was a spokesperson on the environment and energy for 3 years.
No carbon taxes with Sinn Féin and government. Is that the bottom line?
No increase until such time as we begin the very, very important work of providing those alternatives that are needed. You can tax people all you like. If you don't have the alternatives, you don't have anything to switch to.
We'll leave it there. Issue. Brian Stanley, Sinn Féin spokesperson on agriculture and rural and community development, and Sive O'Neill, policy officer at the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition. Thanks to both of you for joining us this morning.